All right, up next, we have got Valerie Brown Kuchera live on the phone. And Valerie is new to High Plains Public Radio. You might have heard her on the Radio Readers Book Club, but she's now got a fantastic new regional feature, which we are so thrilled about, called Little Spouse on the Prairie. It is starting this Sunday, November 26th, on High Plains Public Radio. And I believe the inaugural moment is 8:35 a.m. Central, and it's during our weekend edition program. So, Valerie, I am so thrilled to speak with you about this. We love regional features. I love any kind of perspective on the High Plains. So thank you so much for being here with us today on High Plains Morning.
Good morning. I'm so glad to be here. Thank you, Jenny.
Yeah. Now, go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself. You live in Quinter, Kansas. Is that right?
That's right. I live in Quinter, Kansas, in a 1904 Victorian that I have been restoring for approximately a lifetime.
Wow.
I have three kids. My little one, my late in life baby, was Clementine, and she's 5. And then I have Dashiell, who's 11, and Millicent is my freshman in high school daughter. I do a variety of things up here in Quinter. I lead Kansas Humanities book talks for the Kansas Humanities Council. I'm a gifted facilitator, which is basically a person who goes from school to school and works with the really, really brilliant kids. Really fun job. I also am, while I'm doing all this, I'm married to this hilarious guy who has provided a lot of fodder for this show.
Excellent.
Called Little Spouse on the Prairie.
And now, give us a little bit about a background. What kind of format are we talking here?
It's a comedy sketch show. I characterize my style as Prairie Home Companion meet Irma Bombeck.
That'll go over.
It provides a lot of comic relief. It's going to be airing right during that weekend edition, and it seems like lately the news cycle can be a bit depressing. So this show's themes are very light, and I think High Plains listeners can relate to a lot of the everyday conundrums and just kind of the silliness that busy adults deal with weekly. I mean hourly, maybe I should even say minutely.
Minutely.
So, yeah, on the minute, yes. And I'm going to be talking about my funny husband, Joel, otherwise known as the Big Spouse on the Prairie. He reminds me a little bit of Papa Berenstain Bear. He and the kids are involved in all sort of hijinks, while I, the Mama Berenstain Bear, look on with his superior "I told you so" look on my face. And since I've been working on the show, whenever he does something funny, he'll say, "Oh, great! Now I've just provided more material for you."
Excellent. Now, how does this line up? We have a couple other regional features currently growing on the High Plains. We have Prairie Tales, High Plains Outdoors. This sounds quite a bit different than those.
Definitely a lot different. There is some regional focus, especially as it relates to living in the small town, having to drive, you know, forever to get to, you know, a store, that kind of thing. And so I'm a Western Kansas native, and I understand that planning a family vacation includes the important step of, like, deciding, would it take more time to drive to Mount Rushmore, or would it take more time to drive to the airport, you know? And I think that's one of the reasons that High Plains listeners will actually communicate well with this show, because they're in their cars, their trucks, their tractor all of the time, and a lot of the stories I tell in the show relate to that part of living out in the middle of nowhere. So a third of the people that I know spend their days and weeks on a tractor, you know?
Yeah.
So, well, radio is a great medium for that.
So tell me a little bit, why did you want to do a comedy sketch show specifically?
Well, when I first started writing, I assumed my stuff would be deep, aching, memoir-style material. I dreamed of being, you know, the great American novelist. Heck, I still dream of being the great American novelist. But a lot of my writing in those genres was just falling flat, and I sounded like I was trying too hard. And my speaking style tends more towards kind of a repartee. My brothers and sisters and I are always flinging puns and one-liners back and forth. And when we get a new in-law in the family, they comment, "Oh, it's like watching a sitcom when we attend a Thanksgiving meal, you know, at our home." And we can be very intimidating and loud. And so my husband said, "You know, you're the funniest person I know. You should be writing comedy. You should shouldn't be writing all this serious gloom and doom stuff. So I took his advice and started writing these little essays, and one thing led to another, and now I have this great, you know, platform for my writing.
Well, the world certainly doesn't need any additional gloom and doom, that's for sure. Now, tell me a little bit about the song. You wanted to get a theme song. How did your little spouse, Rag, come about? And that almost sounds like a, what did you call me?
Yeah, exactly. And I think the title kind of has a double meaning that way. It was interesting because when we first started working on this show, we kind of assumed that we would use some kind of canned music, you know, that was just public domain type of music. But the more I thought about it, I kept thinking, I wish I had my own theme song. I wanted something with some kind of strong identity, something that when listeners heard the first couple of notes, they perk up and say, hey, Little Spouse on the Prairie is coming on. And I have a lot of musician friends. And so I contacted several of them, asked them, you know, are you interested in helping me by writing a theme song? And most of the ones that I knew were too busy. You know, they loved the idea, but, you know, didn't have time. Composing's a lot of work. And then I met this guy named Kelly Wirt, who's out of Kansas City. And he eventually composed The Little Spouse Rag and a couple of other songs that we may use later as the show grows. And his musical style totally matches the feel of the show. We discussed the possibilities, and it's a lively little song. I couldn't be happier with it. I think you're planning to play the little bit here after the show.
I might just do that.
So, and one thing led to another. We have also, hopefully, in the works, plans to do an HPPR ambassador tour, kind of a variety show in the spring, if everything falls into place. We'd love to do that. So,
well, that's definitely, you know, something we recently did and went over very well. We're always trying to find new, you know, High Plains talent to go into the different, you know, smaller towns. So that's something that 2018, we're really excited about, getting more variety shows and stuff in places like Quinter, you know, and Hayes and Colby and St. Francis and Tribune.
Right. And the Randy Boys were actually in my 1904 Victorian home for one of their living room concerts. And it was just so much fun, and they were kind enough to let me do a little bit of my presentations with us with their concert, and it was just so much fun. We just had a blast. So
now you went to Fort Hays State University for both undergrad and graduate for your English master's. How has living on the High Plains and writing on the High Plains, how has that like impacted what it is? You said you kind of started out a little more heavy, and now it's kind of lightened up a little bit. How would you say that journey, you know, where are you now with that when you're writing?
Well, you know, I'm not happy unless I have a lot of irons in the fire. So I travel a lot for my job, and that includes a lot of car time. And so I'm listening to audiobooks or High Plains Public Radio, and I just realized that almost everything that's out there right now is either a very serious news story or a very serious book that I was listening to on audio, or maybe, you know, there's just not a lot of female voices with humor. Mm-hmm. You know, I listened to Ellen DeGeneres' book, and I listened to Betty White's book. It's hilarious. But the female humor voices are few and far between. So I thought, well, you know, I could try to use some of my conversational style, which is very lively and very, you know, joking and sarcastic and that kind of thing, and infuse my work with that. And I started working with it, and it just started to fall together. So
now, where do you see? Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I think that, you know, I've always been told when I majored in English as an undergraduate and then went to, you know, my master's program, that you're supposed to write what you know. And I think that part of my problem with the more serious stuff that I had been trying to write was that I was reaching too far, you know, stretching too much. And this is, you know, I mean, things happen every single day that I just am like, I've got to run upstairs and write this down because I don't want to forget how that played out. It was just so hilarious.
Yeah. Now, where do you see like a future for this? I mean, you're obviously just starting out. We're hoping that folks on the High Plains will tune in on Sunday to check it out and engage with you. Where do you see Little Spouse moving forward?
Well, first and foremost, obviously, I want this to be a very successful show and people to get a lot of laugh. And as that progresses and I get feedback from listeners and adjust or, you know, continue with things that are working well, I hope that they'll start following me. These listeners will start following me on the Little Spouse on the Prairie Facebook page. And I plan to interact on that Facebook page frequently. I've got three discussion forums that I'm setting up. One of them is called In-House with Little Spouse, where listeners can interact with me about that week topic. Like my first show is about the May-December romance because my husband is significantly older than me. He says not significantly, but, you know, hey, it's over a decade. So anyway, so they can interact on that forum on the Little Spouse Facebook page. And then there's a section called eSpouse where people can post their own funny stories that may not be related at all to the week's topic. And then there's also a Spousology 101 where High Plains people can ask for advice and get responses from other listeners. So that have, you know, other listeners that may have experienced similar problems. So it should be good. And then long term, I'm going to take all of my weekly essays and compile them into a collection and, you know, have a book and possibly an audio CD.
Excellent. Now, how can folks connect with you beyond just tuning in this Sunday?
Well, the easiest way would be to connect through the Facebook page, which is facebook.com/littlespouseonthePrairie. So even people outside the listening area could then go there and hear after they start posting on the live streaming, you know, on the radio station, they can actually interact with me there as well. So
wonderful. And so they can get in touch with you at spouseontheprairie@gmail.com. And the first time that you're going to air is going to be again this Sunday, November 26th, 8:35 a.m. Central. And that's during weekend edition. And folks can also always hear that at hppr.org. And now this is going to be available on the highplainspublicradio.org website also, correct?
I believe so. They're working on getting that up and running right now. So.
Fabulous. Well, Valerie Brown Kuchera, thank you so much for being live. And let's go ahead and hear that song, Little Spouse Rag, now. Thanks for being on High Plains Morning.
Thank you, Jenny.